Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody thinks we're wrong. Mother, who are they to judge us?
Mother, mother,
simply call us sweet, wear our hair long.
Mother, mother,
ooh.
listening?
Yeah.
To bring the property value down. They can buy the land at a lower price. Then they move all the people out, raise the property value, and sell it at a profit. Now, what we need to do is we need to keep everything in our neighborhood, everything, black. Black-owned with black money. Just like the Jews, the Italians, the Mexicans, and the Koreans do.
Ain't nobody from outside bringing down the property value. It's these folks shooting each other and selling that crack rock and shit.
Well, how you think the crack rock gets into the country? We don't own any planes. We don't own no ships. We are not the people who are flying and floating that shit in here. I know every time you turn on the TV, that's what you see, black people.
Yeah.
Selling the rock,
right.
Pushing the rock,
yeah.
Pushing the rock. Yeah, I know. But that wasn't a problem as long as it was here. Wasn't a problem until it was in Iowa, and it showed up on Wall Street where there are hardly any black people. If you want to talk about guns, why is it that there's a gun shop on almost every corner in this community?
Why?
Tell you why. For the same reason that there's a liquor store on almost every corner in the black community. Why? They want us to kill ourselves. You go out to Beverly Hills, you don't see that shit. But they want us to kill ourselves. Yeah, the best way you can destroy your people, you take away their ability to reproduce themselves.
Yeah.
Who is it that's dying out here on these streets every night? Y'all.
Yeah.
Young brothers like yourselves.
What am I supposed to do? Fool roll up, try to smoke me? Shoot the motherfucker if you don't kill me first.
You're doing exactly what they want you to do. You have to think, young brother. About your future.
Welcome to Straight No Chaser. I'm B the Preacher, and that was a clip from the classic Boys to Men, Mr. Lawrence Fishburne. Couldn't have been said any better. Welcome to Straight No Chaser, as I said, which is a show where we got to slap the hell out of you with the truth, even though you may not want to hear it, because our people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. And ignorance is bliss. Truth is so pervasive right now. I don't understand why people aren't waking up. But actually, I shouldn't say I don't understand. What I do understand, people have made a conscious decision that they would rather be in that dream and revel in the foolishness that causes us to be destroyed. Truth is a hard pill to swallow. Truth is pretty heavy. I don't mean heavy like in some 70s or 80s connotation. I mean heavy meaning like once somebody takes it on, sometimes they can't carry it for long and they'll drop it or try to throw it off of them. So nevertheless, we've been doing this show for some 6 years now. So thanks for tuning in. And the brother was talking about gentrification, and I'm seeing it all over the place. And it's I'm kind of torn as far as the way I feel about it. I don't like to see our people displaced or those that are less fortunate that don't have the money. They're just being pushed out. But at the same time, I'm saying, well, if y'all want to cram yourselves into a city, you can have at it. I live in the Bay Area where everybody in the frickin' United States is trying to move here because all the tech companies are here. And there's a lot of jobs in the medical field here, too. And every day I meet somebody who's not from here and can hardly find anybody who's here from the Bay Area. These people are coming here and they're getting jobs off the bat paying anywhere from 80 to 120 grand and willing to pay full grand a month for one bedroom. The landlords are going crazy. It's a feeding frenzy. So they're trying to evict people out for whatever reason they can find so they can get some of that money. And people are being displaced. My heart goes out to the people that are being displaced. Now, when we did have the community, like the brother was saying, we didn't support the community. We didn't build stores in the community. We didn't protect ourselves from allowing this to happen by buying the complex that we were living in and coming together as a people. We shot and killed each other in the community. We raped in the community. So, therefore, the value of the property went down and nobody wanted to live there. And people were willing to forsake the community. And then suddenly you start seeing these strange people and hippies popping up in your community because they come with money trying to buy grandma and them house that you living in that you can't even afford. They give you a cash offer. Suddenly, since nobody wants to live there because there's been too many murders and you're not trying to keep your community and you don't want it because you're not taking care of it, they're coming in with the money. They're buying up your community, and the people that are broke are on drugs, are destitute or lost, or don't know what to do in this society. See, $200,000 or $300,000, they're taking it and running to the impoverished community. And these people, once they get in, the property values go up, and instantly they have equity. Then they start moving in their restaurants, their shops, their clothing shops, their security guards, paying off the cops, the neighborhood watch, and telling on you stragglers that's still trying to hold it down, talking about what it used to be. It's too late by then. My torn attitude is the fact that when it all goes down, it's going to hit these cities the worst. You got a city like San Francisco. You can't build out because it's only 49 square miles. So now they're building the tallest building on the West Coast, which will be owned by Salesforce. And they're building condominiums straight up into the air, almost like Nimrod, so that they could stack and cram more people in that are coming here with these app startups. You know, all these startup companies, so that they can hurry up and build a new company and sell it and make money. Some of them want to go home, but some of them get addicted to this West Coast lifestyle. This place is crammed. I hate it with a passion, just like I hate Babylon anyway. And I'm longing to be in a place where there will be peace. It's called Zion. Nevertheless, talking about gentrification and how it works. And then they want to corral all of our people into another area that nobody wants. And then they'll go and do the same process again because those who have the money are starting to realize that some of the smaller pockets are too small for them. So they're like, let's branch out and expand this gentrification. Let's go take that town that was called Chocolate City. Get that chocolate milk up out of there. Turn it back into whole milk. Or green milk, for all they know. And this is the same thing. At the same time, I'm looking at the tech community. There are no black startups, brown startups. There are no minorities being hired by these startups. You either sell out to the system and act like them, or you're not getting in. The gentrification is because, yeah, there's some money flowing through some people's hands. There is. The economy's not doing bad in certain areas, but some of us are doing real bad because they're eliminating the middle class, and you got low class and so-called elite. It's up to you to choose how you want to live in the society and what you want to do. But there are a group of people with an agenda through gentrification, as he talked about way back in the 80s with this movie. Or was it the 90s? I go back to the 80s. And our people are being displaced. But my focus is not on that anymore. So like I said, when you had it, you didn't do nothing with it anyway. You weren't trying to keep black-owned dollars, black-owned money. You was trying to keep black-on-black crime, which is ridiculous, which is why you should even fall for these race wars. And if you know like I know about this truth and who we are as a people, you're not going to be baited in by Trump or anybody else. What you're going to try to do is take care of your family and figure out the agenda behind the news, what's really going on, because this whole thing is all about mind control. Mind control. You don't sit up and look at no news and believe what you're seeing is the truth. It's nothing like that. You're living in a corrupt system. I applaud those that are willing to come out and talk about how corrupt the system is, like these brothers right here, these New York police officers.
But you go hunting, like bounty hunting for an arrest, locking up some old, find something. You might not see nothing. You're supposed to be visible. You might not see anything, but find something. You might not see nothing. You're supposed to be visible. You might not see anything, but you go hunting, like bounty hunting for an arrest, locking up some old guy, some homeless guy, finding somebody who's riding a bicycle on the sidewalk, who's spitting, and you bring him in.
The problem is when you go hunting, when you pull any type of numbers on a police officer to perform, we are going to go to the most vulnerable.
Let me catch you up. You got a group of police officers in New York that have defected and telling the truth about what goes on. that they have quotas to bring bodies in. And the majority of them go out hunting. And we've been knowing this for years, you know, causing brothers to catch cases. I'm going to talk more about this after this clip. So they're telling you that the chief of police was forcing these people to go out and arrest people. Jackets on.
The most vulnerable. Of course, we're going to go to LGBT community. We're going to go to the black community. We're going to go to those people that have no vote, that have no power. If we start doing what we're doing in Midtown Manhattan, a phone call to the mayor's office is going to be made. That's going to be the end of it.
We're the predators, they are the prey. The worst thing you can have is a police officer that needs an arrest for the month.
So you're all minorities. How does that make you feel?
It's horrible. This is something coming from the top that trickles its way down, and this is why we're all here today.
We first interviewed Officer Edwin Raymond last month. He says he's been recording conversations with NYPD officials for the past 2 years in an effort to prove alleged quotas and retaliation against cops who don't rack up numbers.
They're breaking the law.
Raymond's claims elicited this expletive from the police commissioner.
Well, is my response to that.
The commissioner insists his policies are focused on the quality of arrests and summonses, not the quantity, the officer's attorney.
Is the commissioner lying?
Yes. Commissioner Bratton is lying.
How can you prove this?
I can prove it with testimony, with recordings, with documents.
All he wants us to do is go out there and lock them up. They told us it's easy to get numbers out here because you work in this type of community.
Are you arresting for stuff that you shouldn't be arresting for?
Well, that's why we're here. We don't do it. We refuse. And because of that, we are retaliated against.
Because you're not harassing people. You're being punished. You know? And it doesn't make for a great work environment. Because they want you to harass people.
The lawsuit claims minority officers are punished more severely than white cops for failing to meet quotas. The city denies it.
And the community are suffering the most.
Because.
See, so you hear these minority police officers telling you all that they're being chastised by the commissioner of the chief of police in New York because they're not bringing in the numbers and they refuse to harass citizens. They're telling you that police officers are told to go out and harass, make arrests for no reason, and come up with anything in the law to arrest you for. Because it's all about numbers. It's not about quality. It's about quantity. And they're going to those who have no voice or the ones that they suspect have no voice. You got officers recording their superiors and have 2 years worth of recordings listening to the corruption within the police department. Man, there is nowhere safe. Unless you're in the arms of the Most High and keeping these commandments, you have to pretty much protect yourself. And it sounds like against these damn police officers. A pullover is not a pullover anymore. It could potentially mean your life.
Sure, because the quota. Because the police department is like a whore pretending to be a lady. That's what they are.
Woo.
Are you worried? You know, this is a big step to come forward like this.
It's not easy. We are the enemies. We are the people that nobody talks to. The culture of the department, we are the rats. That's how they call us. We are the rats that speak out. It takes a lot of guts from a rat to stand where we stand, knowing that our career are basically over the second we speak against such a mafia. Because the police department is a mafia. It's a big organized mafia.
Again, the
say what? It's a mafia. Say it again. It's a mafia. One of their own is confessing, admitting that the police department is nothing but organized crime. It's a mafia. And they're going to put a hit out on them brothers. We got to pray for them brothers because they're standing up against them. These are fellow police officers. I don't even need to hear what she's about to say to try to, you know, this was the I-Team, Channel 4, somewhere in New York. But it's coming out. They're being exposed. And the thing about it is that your superiors, the elite, they want you to know this. That's why it's on the news, because they are pushing for civil unrest, race wars, because there's going to be a shortage of food and water. There's going to be havoc because this so-called freaking Illuminati believes that out of chaos comes order. And this world is in chaos more than we can see. But they've got you so seduced thinking that you're in freaking Disneyland when you are actually living in hell. Woe unto the inhabitants of the earth because Satan had come down having great wrath. You have been so deceived into believing, Like I said earlier, this world is like a fuse on a stick of dynamite, and it's sizzling right now. It's about to blow. Your Third World War, espionage, foreign troops and boots on the ground hiding amongst you. People that you think are people that aren't even people that we won't even talk about tonight, but I will get into eventually because all of that is real. Human cloning has been going on since the 1900s. Soul snatching, people being possessed, these cops and what this government is trying to do, trying to take your guns, false flag attacks, not seeing the truth, and then the media keeping you sedated, seduced, fat, full, high, and you don't know what the hell is going on. You can't even keep your sanity, and they are fully aware of it. They want you to stay sedated. But we're getting to the point now where they don't even care that you know the truth. It used to be something to be a truth. That they want you to put it out there. And then you've got disinformation specialists that keep everybody not knowing what the truth is and confused. So they're like, go watch a Super Bowl. Go watch a game. Go ahead and get caught up in this world. Find something to just pleasure yourself. And destroy more of these commandments and all that and stop believing in that to the point where we get you not believing in nothing, not even yourself. This cop in New York said that all these cops are nothing but organized crime and mafia, and they are told to go out and harass you. Lest we forget that our babies are being shot in the back, being shot down in the streets. I mean, you already know what my solution is. This is Be the Preacher. Y'all know what I preach, what I believe. That there will be no justice until this earth is destroyed. But if there's only going to be one destroyer, it's not who you think it is. The one who you think is the destroyer is already here. That's why we're going through hell. There's somebody coming back to mop him up. But you go ahead and keep believing that, you know, you're in Disneyland. Some commentary and some dialogue behind the videos. So I hope you're staying above water in this crazy world that we're living in right now. It's getting a whole lot crazy. I'm going to talk a little bit about, just a little bit, about genetics. As it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be before the coming of Yeshua HaMashiach, Son of God, before he comes back. So much genetic splicing going on. Some things that you won't even understand. All the food is bad. And there's geoengineering that's causing the droughts all over the world. Bob didn't design it like that. He has a natural order of things, and he doesn't change and switch up. It's not a drought because of climate control. I mean, what was that? What did they say? Something with whatever Gore, the stuff that Gore came up with, which was a straight up lie. This is all as a result. Satan and his Illuminati and the elite trying to destroy man, crops and everything. They've already got their vault full of seeds. They've got their underground cities. They're set, and they know what's coming more than you know, because they got our records before we begin to understand it. They transliterated it to us, but they pretty much even know the timing when destruction is coming for all of the egregious sins that they've committed to this earth. And now they keep tampering with the skies, with chemtrails, geoengineering, trying to stop the condensation in the air and the rain and screw with the water and kill the fish, the birds, the bees have disappeared. All this is going to affect our crops, our food. So forget the fact that a third world war will cause food shortages in the market. How about the fact that food won't even grow? How about the fact that there'll be no fish? How about the fact that it won't even rain because they keep wanting to play God, play with science, geoengineering? There are droughts not only in California, but all over the frickin' world. We're buying livestock from Australia because the cattle can't survive because there's not enough water. You better have faith in something, because you can't make water matriculate out of nowhere, but I know somebody who can. You don't even know how to prepare for this. Reality is not reality anymore, and I don't think most of you are prepared for the truth when it comes down, because everything around you is false. Everything around you. You can't believe the freaking news of what you're hearing, and you won't even be able to see behind the news until you're awake to the facts. And I'm talking about supported, documented facts. I'm not just talking about Bible prophecy without giving you archaeology, geometry, sociology. I'm in the defense of the faith based upon the evidence. But I don't worship science. That's man trying to duplicate what's already been done to perfection or destroy it, simply because they figure there's too many people on the earth. The Georgia Guidestones with the coffins all around it, you know, the coffins that, you know, all the dead bodies is going to be really soon. Georgia Guidestones wants the population reduced down to 500 million. There's 7 billion people in the world. That's death, destruction. And you keep on thinking through this mind control while watching your little cartoons, letting them spin these songs and spin this music and spin these commercials and spin these shows. They got you so dumbed down, numbed down. Most of you are demon-possessed and don't even know it. You're watching, they're pulling people over now that are destroying, jumping through glass windows, plate glass windows, knocking 3 and 4 cops out, running down the street butt naked. And when they test them, there's no alcohol and no drugs inside these people. And they're just mumbling and saying things. And half of you don't want to believe in the so-called paranormal. Boy, they give you words like that to make you think it's paranormal. Or else they put the truth in front of your face about the technology that they have, that the fallen angels and demons have given them in exchange for bodies. And then when they put it in a movie, they call it science fiction. Freaking stupid. Listen to this, something that they're doing with the 47th chromosome project.
Good morning. It's the 4th of April, 2016. And today we're going to talk about a top, super-duper top-secret program codenamed Air Force to the United States and to Europe. The FBI coordinates the sales, and the police distribute the stuff. Not like they want to, but they don't have a choice.
I'm sorry that they cut out. I'm going to go back.
Good morning. It's the 4th of April, 2016. And today we're going to talk about a top, super-duper top-secret program codenamed the 44th chromosome, or 47th chromosome. This is a code name for a top-secret project funded through the CIA to modify human DNA. You wonder what all the money goes to through drug trafficking. The CIA brings the drugs in with the U.S. Air Force.
Bear with me.
So this money goes for the 47th chromosome, building underground bases. There are four components of this project. One, the retroviruses, like HIV and Lyme disease, that attach themselves to the human DNA and usually create cancer, but also can create superhumans. This represents a DNA molecule. Here's a retrovirus. The HIV comes and attaches itself to the DNA, and you have a new DNA strand. Now, this is very common in military vaccines. That's why many of the children are deformed. The DNA has been modified. Now, we can get rid of the cancer that's caused by this modified DNA, but we don't have the technology to remove the virus from the DNA. Now, we know the superhumans. You know, we know people like Wolfman and Captain America. Well, those programs actually exist, and you can meet them in the special forces when you encounter them. But they're now all walled off. You can't just walk in and talk to the special forces. They're completely walled off now. Big fences on the post protecting them, separating them from you and I. The second way is a 47th chromosome. So you take your DNA mix and you add an additional chromosome to it. Human has 46 chromosomes. What happens is either you sterilize humanity or you create a superhuman like Captain America or Wolfman. Now, the CIA is willing to sacrifice a million humans to come up with one Wolfman. The third component is they study humans as they get sick. As a guest for the Lucas Trust, I think she was, I can't remember who she worked for, a major university. She was ahead of John Hopkins. She stated, "We are fallen angels inhabiting human bodies. And by studying human anatomy and letting diseases run their course rather than healing the humans, we can find our way back into heaven." So this whole pharmaceutical stuff, whole GMO food is to make you sick and worship the fallen angels and allow them to study their way to get back into heaven and kill God. That's what it's all about. That's what she said. It's done me too. The fourth is more nefarious. This is what the new Captain America movie is talking about. It's combining computer chips with a super soldier and other cyborg devices, arms, legs, armor, with this DNA modification to make the perfect cyborg robot to displace humanity, i.e. the super soldier program. It's a combination of computer chips, DNA combination, and retrovirus combination to create the perfect human soldier. Now, I'm sure you can find a lot of examples on the internet or on the television. They are creating the super perfect robot human. You think, well, that can't be done. So what's been done in the past? The great ape has 48 pairs of chromosomes, or 24 pairs of chromosomes, which makes 48 chromosomes. If you combine two chromosomes, then you have human DNA. Now, how do you combine two chromosomes? A DNA molecule has telomeres at the tips. But if we can find a DNA molecule in the human body where there's telomeres in the middle of the DNA molecule, then we can prove that two chromosomes were combined from the great ape. And instead of having 48 chromosomes, we'd have 46. And in this case, my typing is horrible. This would be 24 pairs of chromosomes. Humans have 23 pairs. So can we find two ape DNA molecules that were combined to make a human DNA molecule with telomeres in the middle? And the answer is yes. Chromosome number 2. So if you split chromosome number 2 in half, guess what? You get the identical DNA of the great ape. So somebody combined two chromosomes to create humans. Now this was scanned from the white human. This leads to a conclusion that great apes were modified to make humans. Because if you split the chromosomes, you have an identical match for great apes. But it also appears that each race has been cloned from a different animal. For example, in the history of the Chinese, their tradition is they came from cats. And if you indeed take one of the chromosomes from the Chinese and split it up, you have an identical match. So the whites came from great apes. This is why the ancestry can be tracked so well. There are distinct markers, so when races are mixed, it's a miracle. It's a miracle we can have children. Folks, pray, visualize that these evil beings conducting these experiments are immediately and completely immobilized for the rest of eternity. They're trying to wipe out humanity and turn it into a cyborg race. And if that means killing almost everyone on the surface, so be it. Again, going to the top, this is the 47th chromosome. This is a code name for a top secret project funded through the CIA to modify DNA to create the super soldier, the cyborg. I'm going to give you some article references. This 44 chromosome man. There is a man.
Before we go back to these references that he's going to give you so you can look this up and research it. Well, the whole point. First of all, let me digress because I had to stop. He said he doesn't even know how mixed races survive because of the difference in genetics with the chromosomes, because the base of these genetics are completely different. This is based on his science and his breakdown. This is William Mount. He worked for the government, CIA. He's a truther. He's a so-called believer, but he'll give you truth. You do some research on him, too. He'll give you truth, and then he'll give you a few things that are off, and he'll give you truth, and it's because these sick, twisted Illuminati, you know what, have this responsibility or something in their little credo or their tenets is that they have to warn the people before they do what they're going to do. They tell people what they're going to do before they do it, and they have to do it. I don't know nothing about their little bylaws of what they believe. So they choose different people to put information out, or movies, or songs, and they put it out there because they know most of you won't even pay attention to it. But they put it out there, and only those that are awake can hear it. I believe that they're creating super soldiers because they know about the book of Joel, the 3rd chapter, that says that when we see him, we shall be like him and we shall be changed, and he's going to have his own super soldiers, 144,000 that will destroy, and nothing will be able to harm them or touch them. Then he also said you got fallen angels and spirits that are trying to get back to heaven to where they came from because they're angry at the Most High God that kicked them out, and they want to go back and fight him and try to destroy him, which we know is insane. But this is why you got a lot of insane people running around here, medicated, jacked up. Demon spirits are real. Not only that, deep underground military bases, dumbs, where they're trying to create this 47th chromosome. Now, he's going to give you some things to research so you can look it up and see what they've been doing. It's just like you're starting to hear more about the clones. When we were talking about it 6 years ago, we were idiots. We were stupid. We were talking science fiction, body snatchers, stuff we saw in the movie. Now, everybody's starting to think about it because you got your pop stars like Nicki Minaj and B.O.B. saying, stop the cloning centers, stop the cloning centers. You know, you need to do the research and see what happens. Body doubles. There's no such thing as doppelgangers. I know I'm talking over a lot of you all's heads. Just wanted to talk about the fact of the study of the chromosomes. There's another brother who did a study of the chromosomes of the original people of the Hebrews and the Israelites, which is why I tell you they know who we are. And there's a problem because when you go to get your blood checked, I have a good friend that works in the hospital. He said they only need like maybe a fourth, maybe a 16th, eighth of the blood to do the test and the samples. Those other three vials are being sold off for various purposes, nefarious reasons. Let's finish with this this gentleman is talking about, with the 47th chromosome project.
It was born with 44 chromosomes, but humans have 46 chromosomes. There is a man that was born with 44 chromosomes, but humans have 46 chromosomes. If you go down here, this is one of the most remarkable videos you'll ever see. We can't show it on another video. This is DARPA. Remember DARPA? Said that the human population here on this in the United States will be 69 million by the year 2025. That means it's going to be reduced to about 20 million this year, because they want only the super soldier cyborgs to remain. DARPA to genetically engineer humans by adding a 47th chromosome. Advanced tools of mammalian genome engineering. The development of advanced therapeutics, vaccines, and cellular diagnosis. Biological and biomedical research. They want to research the human body so they can work their way back into heaven. A little perverted, a little twisted. The fallen angels rule the world. The fallen angels.
Exactly.
The great archons. All of the fallen angels rule the world. Until God's ready to take the world back, we're stuck. This includes RNA insertion into the host genome, variation and stable integrate, on and on. It talks about ways to deliver DNA. What do you think they're spraying us with? That's right. Here's a DNA molecule. Thank God that 99% of these things, retroviruses, die upon contact with sunlight. Have you seen the world lately? It's almost entirely clouds. It attaches and makes it.
Sorry about the technical difficulties with this video. Stopping a lot.
They attach themselves.
We'll pick that up in a second. He was saying that they're, what do you think they're spraying us with? And we talked about black chemtrails last week. They're bringing the gas chamber to us. They're spraying us with things to alter our DNA, cause us to be sick, and to create us to be different types of beings. These fallen angels and spirits on hosts and bodies. These super soldiers they're creating, these are going to be the type of guys that'll take seven bullets and we'll have coming. They're relentless and they have no fear. These are the type of people that'll be kicking in your door because they heard that you possess guns and to put you into the FEMA camps. I'm letting you know there is protection for a people that do understand, but I just don't want you ignorant of the world that you live in. I just flashed upon one brother that was saying, man, all you talking about is fear. Listen, the Sabbath on the show, I tell you what the sin is. I'm not going to sit here and talk about this time and have you applauding your people again. I'm not one of the congregation have you hoping for the golden streets and blindness if you're looking like a fool. I can tell you to prepare, but I know the number one way is to prepare your spirit, because you're more than a body. You're a spirit and a soul. And then secondly, after that, yeah, to occupy until he comes, which is do the necessary things to take care of you and your family, the necessary precautions. And there's nothing wrong with that, nothing paranoid about that. That's financially, physically, and defensively being prepared. But most of you are sheeple anyway. How do you know? Because you go to a 9-to-5. You don't think outside the box. You stuck. You wait for them to feed you and provide for you. Who went outside and planted a farm so that you could feed your family and have crops coming out your own backyard? Who did that? Who went and bought a couple of chickens? I got some, figured out a way to purify water. Or in your spare time, instead of watching TV, trying to figure out how you can purify your water, get food, do things you need to do to survive, get electricity, create heat. Who does that in their spare time? Who keeps their body healthy and fit and their soul flawless from sin and from the things of this world, and honors and respects and loves their body, their family, their wife, their husband. I'm just saying. So I'm a fearmonger because I'm messing with you and where you stand with your riotous partying, harlotry, and the way you want to live, forever high, turned up, party kicking. You're the main one. That's the, you might as well shoot yourself. Real talk, because you good as gone anyway. They want you gone. You don't have a side. You can't pick a side. So anyway, it's that kind of stuff, man, that just drives me crazy. I want to give props out to a young lady, Long Island teenager. She got 8 Ivy League schools trying to get them, begging her to come to their colleges because she's got that much brains. Our people need to know. And yeah, we got it going on. Don't believe anything they tell you. We created this world. Mad props to that sister and that young lady. I want to, I'm not playing no more of these videos. They're getting on my nerves. I'm going to tell you this, though. Here are 6 companies who are getting rich off prisoners and the industrial complex. Camp Felon. There are currently 2.4 million people in American prisons. The number has grown by 500% in the past 30 years with the crooked cops, because they're not going to build these privatized prisons and not have no bodies in them. While the United States, give me one second. While the United States has only 5% of the world's population, it holds 25% of the world's total prisoners. In 2012, 1 in every 108 adults was in prison or in jail, and 1 in 28 children in the U.S. had a parent behind bars. And the reason we have so many people in prison is because the money is huge in prison. Several corporations make huge profits off prisons. It costs an average $23,876 annually to house a state prisoner for a year. And that's what some people are making outside of the prison. So they pay that much just to keep your black ass in jail. Now, to save money, this is what they do. They pay companies to deal with their prisoners. So companies make money by running prisons as cheaply as possible and squeezing the prisoners and their families for money for basic necessities and fees. As a result, private prisons are a $70 billion industry. Even crazier, 65% of private prison contracts require an occupancy guarantee. That means states must have a certain amount of prisoners, typically between 80 and 90% of occupancy, or pay companies for empty beds. So that means we would have to pay the company that owns the prison if those beds are empty. Means the police are not doing their jobs, like the New York police officers. You're not going up there getting numbers, quotas. Starts from the bottom. And the police officers and Illuminati is hoping that the rappers is stirring up the frenzy and the hoes walking around naked, and the CIA getting enough drugs out there to get somebody to do something stupid and break some laws. Man, he caught in the system. I hate this damn world. So I don't even understand how our brother going to talk about he's a Hebrew Israelite leader, teacher, preacher, elder, and you work for the police department. You can't serve two gods. You're going to either obey Esau's law or the Most High's law. You can't hold both laws. They're in contempt of each other. You have to separate yourself from this world. Yeah, we're in this captivity. So I utilize this captivity to get a job, but not a job that's going to enslave my people in this perpetual system of enslavement and destruction and death. Brave New Films Justice just released a video looking into the companies that profit from expanding prisons. 6 companies and industries making a profit off of incarceration. Global Tel Link. Global Tel Link provides phone service to about 57% of state prisons. Their rates are exorbitant. They charge up to $17 for a 15-minute phone call. Although the FCC recently voted to limit rates to 25 cents per call for interstate calls, prisoners' families' only option is to pay the rate or not speak to their loved one. $17 for 15 minutes. You know they'd be on there constantly. Here's why that's totally backwards. Studies show that prisoners who are able to maintain a connection with friends and family are less likely to commit crimes while in prison. But they want you to stay in longer. They want you to get into a fight. They want you to turn homosexual. They want to control you in there and break you. They want you to die in there. So they know if you're able to stay in touch with your family, you're less likely to end up back in prison after your release. Prison phone companies maintain that the high rates are due to their need to keep the line secure and provide call monitoring. Bull crap. But that's hard to believe when a few companies hold a virtual monopoly on the service and even pay the state a profit-based commission. Remember, it's the state that hires these companies. When the state is making money off these phone calls, do you think they are really interested in negotiating a fair, cost-effective phone plan for their prisoners? Hell no. Number two, Corazon. Corazon makes $1.4 billion a year providing health care in over 530 correctional facilities in 28 states. As a for-profit health care service, their goal is to maximize profits, which generally means cutting costs and providing a low quality of care. For example, they were recently sued for using licensed vocational nurses to do the jobs of registered nurses, putting patients in danger of receiving inadequate care, but saving them 35% per nurse's salary. In order to make higher profits, Corazon denies prisoners drugs, dying in jail, and health care, maintains unsanitary practices, refuses to transfer prisoners to hospitals when needed, and provides inadequate mental health screening and care. Just to name a few of many examples, in the past 5 years, Corazon has been sued 660 times for causing deaths and permanent injuries to prisoners in their care. The bail industry. Go figure. When someone is arrested and arraigned, it can be weeks or even months until the trial date is set. Bail is the most used of the options that judges have to incentive defendants to return to court for their trials. If the defendant cannot afford to post bail, they must either use a bail bond service or stay in jail to await their trial. America and the Philippines are the only countries in the world that use a bail bond system. In most countries, bail bonds would be considered illegal tampering with justice, most death. This is because bail bond agencies are private companies with a say in whether or not people who are presumed innocent pretrial go to jail. Bail bondsmen can refuse service to whomever they like and charge non-refundable fees, which means that poorer people are more likely to have to spend time in jail before their guilt or innocence is even determined. For example, let's say that two people, one rich, one poor, are accused of the same crime. Bail is set for $100,000 for each of them. The rich person pays the $100,000, gets out, eventually goes to trial, is found innocent, and gets all his money back. The poor person doesn't have $100,000, so he can either stay in jail and probably lose his job and become even poorer, or use a bail bond service. The bond service charges him a non-refundable 10% fee. So the poor person pays the bail bond $10,000. Or gets all his friends and family to help him do it, gets out of jail, goes to trial, found innocent, and has lost $10,000 that he can't get back. If someone who has used a bail bond service does not show up for trial, they could be hunted down by a bounty hunter who, with very little training required, is authorized to carry guns and pursue suspects. Oh, man, y'all know how it goes. I'm going to skip the rest of that one. Number four, law enforcement, asset forfeiture. That's where, it was intended to allow law enforcement to seize assets that had been used to commit a crime. Even if the crime was not committed by the owner of property, ideally it would be used in a situation like one where organized criminals use a car to complete drug deals. In addition to arresting the drug dealer, the cops can also seize the car so it cannot be used in any other crimes. It's a little bit unfair because the car owner can be punished despite not actually having committed the crime, but it makes drug crimes harder to commit. Unfortunately, law enforcement takes advantage of asset forfeiture by seizing assets that have not been used to commit a crime. Officer doesn't have to prove anything. We see this all the time. They even have auctions selling that stuff, making money off of it. Number six, the Corrections Corporation of America, the GEO Group, private prisons. The for-profit prison industry is worth $70 billion. Private prison companies like CCA and the GEO Group approach cash-strapped states and offer to save them money by buying their prisons. However, evidence that private prisons save money is mixed at best. States pay a daily fee for each prisoner housed in a private prison, and corporations set a number of beds, usually no less than 1,000, and an occupancy rate, usually around 90%. This is why they had a prison release program so they can get the numbers straight and start afresh, because they already know that those brothers are going to reoffend. So they sell these prisons, they take them over, they get them reset, get the money set, get the head count straight, start fresh, put the old ones out. We think, let me keep reading this. For-profit prison corporations also contribute to political campaigns and lobby states and the federal government to pass laws that will increase their profits in the past 10 years. CCA has spent $17.4 million on lobbying. Between 2003 and 2012, it made $1.9 million in political contributions. The GEO Group sent $2.5 million on lobbying in the last 8 years and $2.9 million in political contributions. That's why your corporations are running the world. That's why they're out to kill each other. You got people fighting behind the curtain. Corporations have their secret army. Trump's got his secret army. FBI, CIA, black armies, Mossad, espionage. That stuff is real with the 007. And that's what it's all about. All the lobbying and money that's being handed to pass laws. World dominance and power and control. Remember the law in Arizona that said that people who looked as Hispanic could be required to show law enforcement papers whenever asked? As NPR reported, ALEC, American Legislative Exchange Council, and the private prison lobby wrote that law. Many of the laws they have successfully lobbied for aim not to deport undocumented immigrants, but to imprison them for long periods of time so that corporations can reap the profits. Nearly half of all immigrant detainees are currently housed in private prisons, according to the Huffington Post. This is the result of failed policies. War on drugs, Ronald Reagan, Nancy Reagan. Let her be gone. Just say no. Let's see if she's saying no to hell. Those Reagans unleashed crack. The CIA Contras in those planes on our communities and destroyed the neighborhood and millions of families. This prison system is nothing but a continuation of slavery, torture, murder. And you know what goes on behind those walls, because when you're treated like an animal, you turn into an animal. The rate of recidivism at these prisons is extremely high, and they know it. They know once you're in, you're coming back. Most of them, that's the only thing that they know how to do, how they learn how to survive. Brothers and sisters, if you have any inkling of what is going on around you, I urge you to wake up and change yourself from within. Become a stronger brother and sister and put on your 2020 vision and come out of the social norms that are abnormal. And don't be like everybody else. Respect yourself. Build yourself. Empower yourself through knowledge. Strengthen your spirit through knowing that the Most High is a force that can't be reckoned with. So you got to bow down, because eventually everybody's going to bow down. And it's not in Christianity, Islam. He has laws. And you know what they are. Because he said there's no man under the sun that doesn't know that he has a way that you must follow. I call it his laws and statutes and commandments. Most of you don't want to keep it because you relegate it to a church and a crooked pastor and preacher who wants your money. And then if it's Islam, y'all relegate that to jihadists, murderers and everything. Man, this, the world has got you so asleep, which is why normally I do Straight No Chaser in a different way. Tonight, I'm cool, but I'm a little, sometimes you can get to the point where you wonder, how come people can't see what I'm seeing? But I realize people are steeped into themselves due to forces not of themselves. External forces have invaded their bodies and their minds, and they only want what they want. I pray that you find yourself in a good place, in a good space, when the bombs hit and when the you-know-what hits the fan. I've seen it, and I know it's coming, and it's going to happen again. You'll either say it's fear-mongering, or you will poise yourself and realize that the world you're living in is a farce, and you're in the matrix, and you will strengthen your mind, body, and soul. Come holler at me on the Shabbat, which I call, y'all call Saturday. I call it Shabbat, the Most High willing. But we'll sit down and talk some more about this. I'm about to sign out. Listen, the only for sure obstacle to truth is to think that you already have it, because truth is a journey. It's not a destination. You can't sit up here and think you know it all. Peace and blessings, brothers and sisters.
Oh, they don't mind.
Everybody thinks we're all the mother. Who are they to judge us?
Mother, mother.
Simply call us, we wear our hair long.
Mother, mother.
Ooh.
Yeah.